The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 52 new COVID-19 cases in its latest update posted November 18. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows. Collingwood, 1, one youth under 18 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Clearview, 3, one youth under 18 years old and two people between 65 and 79 years old. All three cases are still under investigation. Barry, 29, 11 youth under 18 years old, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, 5 people between 35 and 44 years old, 6 people between 45 and 64 years old, 2 people between 65 and 79 years old, and 2 people over 79 years old. 3 cases are outbreak related, 6 are linked to close contact transmission, and 8 are listed as community acquired, no known link. The rest are still under investigation. Springwater, 1, one person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. Innisfil, 1, one person between 35 and 44 years old whose case is still under investigation. Bradford West Gwillimbury, 2, one person between 18 and 34 years old and one person between 45 and 64 years old. One case is listed as community acquired and one is still under investigation. Orillia, 1, one person between 35 and 44 years old whose case is still under investigation. Midland, 1, one person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Severn, 2, one person between 35 and 44 years old and one person between 45 and 64 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Penetanguishene, 4, one person between 18 and 34 years old, two people between 45 and 64 years old and one person between 65 and 79 years old. Two cases are listed as community acquired, no known link, and two are still under investigation. Tiny, 1, one youth under 18 years old whose case is linked to close contact. Tay, 2, one person between 18 and 34 years old and one person between 65 and 79 years old. One case is linked to close contact and one is still under investigation. Issa, 1, one person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. New Tecumseth, 1, one person between 35 and 44 years old whose case is under investigation. Muskoka District, 1, one person from Bracebridge. There is one case with location information still pending included in the new cases reported today are 34 unvaccinated, 1 partially vaccinated, and 17 fully vaccinated people. There are currently 425 active cases in the region. 21 people from Simcoe County and 2 from Muskoka District are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 14,817 cases of COVID-19 with 14,117 of those cases recovered and 275 cases ending in death. Nearly 74% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and 76% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Active outbreaks. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include Emma King Elementary School, Barry, declared November 17, 5 cases. Maple Grove Public School, Barry, declared November 16, 7 cases. St. Joan of Arc Secondary School, Barry, declared November 16, 2 cases. St. Marie of the Incarnation, Bradford, declared November 15, 2 cases. Monsignor Clare Elementary School, Barry, declared November 15, 5 cases. W.C. Little Elementary School, Barry, declared November 12, 7 cases. Ferndale Woods Elementary School, Barry, declared November 12, 2 cases. Nottawa Elementary School, Clearview Township, declared November 12, 3 cases. Terry Fox Elementary School, Barry, declared November 10, 7 cases. St. Bernadette Elementary School, Barry, declared November 9, 2 cases. St. Peter's Secondary School, Barry, declared November 8, 6 cases. Unnamed private school in Simcoe County, declared November 8, 2 cases. ECC Samuel de Champlain Public School, Orillia, declared November 3, 9 cases. St. Catherine of Siena Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 1, 10 cases. Other ongoing outbreaks reported in Simcoe County include Recreation Camp in Simcoe County, declared November 10, 3 cases. Mapleview Community Church, Barrie, declared November 4, 26 local cases, with more cases in people who live outside the region. Unnamed childcare facility, declared November 8, 9 cases. Unnamed childcare facility, declared November 4, 4 cases. Unnamed shelter, declared November 1, 25 cases. A second unnamed shelter, declared November 8, 7 cases. Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre, RVH, Barrie in the Transitional Care Unit, declared October 29 to 12 patient cases associated with the outbreak, plus fewer than 5 staff cases. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on November 18. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With two doses of vaccine Adge Toserontio 228,223 the 2nd of November 16 1,924 75.4% Barrie 5,024 6683 129 10 November 17 3,275 84.6% Bradford WG 2,309 2,250 39 the 1st of November 17 5,289 84.3% Clearview 170 152 5 November 17 1,131 83.5% Collingwood 296,287 3 the 1st of November 17 1,288.9% ESA 590 574 5 2 November 17 2,448 73.5% Innisfil 1,433 1,393 21 the 2nd of November 17 3,476 83.1% Midland 228 213 6 November 17 1,245 86.6% New Tecumseth 1,706 1,665 19 November 17 4,029 79.2% Aurelia 414 390 9 November 17 1,225 89% Oro Medant 280,268 the 6th of November 16 1,283.2% Penetanguishene 246 225 8 November 17 2,553 90.4% Remara 133 132 1 November 2nd 1,272 85.6% Severn 102 92 31 November 17th 680 84.5% Springwater 360 343 2 1 November 17 1,679 90.6% Tay 140 132 3 November 17 1,248 86.6% Tiny 158,152 The 2nd of November 16 1,170 79% Wasaga Beach 340, 320, 5, 2 November 16 1,434 85.6% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.